Like I told Brad before the meeting, I feel like a Yankees at Fenway Park right now. My name is Denise Tebow, and I've been a homeowner here in Franklin for 23 years. PSNH already has right-of-way through my property in West Franklin, obviously the preferred route through here, so my home will be further impacted scenically and through property values. While I totally understand the enthusiasm for the important revenue to this town, I want to express my opposition. Not only will I be impacted here, but with my immediate family. I'm part owner of a working farm on the New Hampshire-Canada border. Part of the land is actually in Canada at the entrance. This is the entrance in Pittsburgh. With absolutely no warning, the preferred northern pass route and the first and the second alternate routes were announced. Imagine our surprise when the number one and the first alternate route cut directly through our farm. We still weren't contacted for 10 days, and even now, despite my brother giving PSNH all my information as a landowner, I've yet to be contacted. Hydro-Québec and the local Canadian government actually reached out to us first. To help build confidence, like the other speaker said, I hope they'll be working more closely with the landowners soon. The power line itself will be 180 miles long. The first 40 miles involve approximately 145 property owners for establishing new rights of way. It's estimated that 90% of these will involve eminent domain, beginning with us. Donna Gamash, spokesperson for PSNH, referred to this as worthwhile, as it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for low-cost energy, which will actually go to southern New England. I'd like to state that we already have a gas pipeline through the same farm. That came through the last once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in the 80s. We lost then, we have the gas pipeline. It's unbelievable we're facing eminent domain for the second time in the live free or die state. Northern Pass will go through private homesteads, working farms and forests, including the White Mountain National Forest, in an area that's already taken a huge economic hit and relies on travel and tourism. The intrinsic value of these properties is based on their rural, non-commercial settings. 135-foot towers every 800 feet will have a large negative impact with no benefit to us. If Northern Pass is really concerned about what's best for the people, they need to at least be willing to discuss alternatives such as underground passage. We were told it's not economically feasible, although up there we've discussed it, but a similar underground project, also by PSNH's partner, Hydro-Québec, is proposed from Canada to New York City. Northern Pass will be 180 miles long at a cost of $1.1 billion with 1,200 temporary jobs projected. The Champlain-Hudson Power Express, which is also slated for commission in 2015, runs twice as long at 355 miles and avoids the visual impacts of overhead transmission by going both underground and underwater at a cost of $1.9 billion, and they only estimate up to 200 temporary jobs. New Hampshire doesn't need this power. We already export excess. This will just cut through us to get power to southern New England and benefit Hydro-Québec and Northeast Utilities, PSNH's parent company, which is a private company. Please, at the very least, we would ask the Northern Pass and PSNH be willing to explore more options. Thank you.